This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. You may have noticed that as much as we already know the Democrat leadership is pure evil, you know, the Democrat leadership, these are the people like the Hunter Bidens of the world that engage in raping children, that engage in rampant drug use and corruption and financial crimes and worse, you know. We all know that. This is what we expect of Democrat leaders. But what you may not have realized until recently is how twisted and distorted everyday Democrats are as well, because they reflect their leadership just usually not as extreme. So your everyday Democrat that's voting Democrat, they may not be a child rapist per se, but they want to see everything around them destroyed. And most of them, and this is the key, most of them want to destroy themselves. There's this self-loathing that is pervasive across everyday Democrats, not all of them. And there are a few good Democrats out there, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for example. I'm sure there are others, probably, you know, in the healing industry and so on, who are good-hearted people who are just oblivious to the evil of the Democrat Party. They're just not tuned in and connected to it. Or they don't believe it. You know, they don't believe that the top Democrats are child rapists and pedophiles and child traffickers and whatever. They just don't believe it because they're not evil. So they don't think that other people could be that evil. So they just reject it. But the vast majority of everyday Democrats really do suffer from this self-loathing. And you hear them say things and like videos talking about Amy Coney Barrett and how much. I remember seeing this one Democrat screaming in a video in her car, screaming about how she needs abortion to be kept legal and she needs people to be aborted. And then she screams out that, "I wish I was aborted," she says. And that really got to it. It was like a catharsis moment for her to finally admit that what she really wishes is that she was dead. She really wishes that she had been aborted by her parents. If you think about it, this is why Democrats support abortion. They want to murder their own children, and they wish their parents had murdered them. And every once in a while, some of them just say this blatantly. For the most part, though, they don't readily admit it. What they do is they project. So they project their hatred and self-loathing onto you. So when they are full of hatred, they say that Trump supporters are full of hatred. When they commit violence in the streets and punch people in the face and burn down buildings and assault innocent bystanders, they say Trump's people are doing that. They project everything that they're doing. When they are the racists who judge people by the color of their skin and who say that white people are born in sin because of the color of their skin, they then turn around and call Trump's people racists and bigots and accuse Trump's people of being intolerant. So it's a mechanism of projection. Everything the Democrats accuse Trump supporters of being or doing is something that Democrats themselves are or are carrying out. And the self-loathing explains why they hate America. Because America is a symbol of creation. America was founded on Christian principles. America was founded on essentially a pro-life platform. Honoring life, honoring entrepreneurship, honoring individual creativity, ideas, expression, hence the First Amendment, which expressed the freedom of speech, but also freedom of religion, freedom to publicly gather peacefully, freedom of the press. These are essential freedoms that the radical left hates today. They despise these freedoms, which is obvious. When they say but they are silencing everyone with whom they disagree. So the left are the book burners of society. These are the ones who are censoring and banning the New York Post for criticizing Hunter Biden. These are the ones who are saying that religion is bad, that churches are bad. They're the ones locking down the churches while the Planned Parenthood abortion centers stay open and the bars stay open and the porn shops stay open and the prostitution centers stay open, but churches are banned. Churches are locked down. But the leftists, they hate America because America stands for things that are pro-life in the greatest sense of the term. Pro-respecting your life as an individual, your life in terms of opportunities where you might be able to enjoy your life or do something useful with your life. You're not just a cog in a machine in America as it was founded. And that idea drives leftists, Democrats, totally insane. They hate the idea that their life is worth something. You see, because look, most Democrats, and this is sad to say, most mainstream Democrats are people who suffered some kind of extreme insult to their ego, usually as a child. Many of them were sexually abused or assaulted. Many of them were put through some kind of childhood trauma. Many of them had, you know, a parental issue. Daddy yelled at them or mommy yelled at them or, you know, whatever. And maybe they were raped by a family member or whatever. So they have this low self-esteem. It's in the gutter. And because they have low self-esteem, they have to have government be their mommy and their daddy, you see? Government is the one that gives them purpose. Just like the Nazis, you know, people who had low IQs and low self-esteem, they were attracted to the Nazi movement because it gave them purpose all of a sudden. They were important. They had power over people. They could determine the life and death of others around them. They could order someone to death in a gas chamber. That's exactly the same way Democrats feel in America today. When they are in government, they are powerful, like the DMV lady who can deny you your driver's license, or the government bureaucrat who can deny you a concealed carry permit in the state of Illinois, for example, which they do. They have power. They have purpose. All of a sudden, their meaningless, pointless, pathetic lives have some kind of purpose, which is primarily to inflict pain on others. Their purpose is to make you hurt. Their purpose is to make you suffer. And this is why also they are attracted to Satanism and demonism, because it is in that suffering and in that evil and in that vibe of destruction that Democrats find purpose. And this is why they are attracted to abortions, because when they're chopping up a baby, the baby is screaming. It's been born already. This is a post-birth abortion. Baby is crying out for life. And they, the Democrat, they have the power to jab a scalpel in the back of that baby's neck and slice that neck open and watch it bleed out and watch the life drain out of that baby. And it gives them great joy as a Democrat, because now they have power. They have the power to destroy life. And they wish they could do the same thing to you as an adult. They just can't get away with it yet. So instead, they destroy your right to speak. They destroy your personhood online. They smear you. They attack you. They assault you. They destroy your reputation. It's kind of like an online abortion. And they revel in the joy of being able to destroy someone online, just as they destroy babies offline, you know, in the hospital delivery room. And this is what Democrats are. They are people who they seethe with hatred toward themselves, and they feel so much internal pain that the only purpose they have in life is to inflict pain upon others and destroy everything else that is good in the world. And this is why they seek to actively destroy America. This is why they want to destroy the economy, to make you suffer in homelessness and destitution. This is why they seek to destroy freedom of speech, to destroy knowledge, to isolate you from knowledge by making sure that you can't read the sources they don't want you to read. They destroy everything in the world around them, and this is why they want to destroy Trump. This is why they want to destroy elections. This is why they want to destroy the church and Christianity, because they are all about suffering and causing maximum pain in the world around them. And this is why they scream out in agony when Trump wins an election, which will happen again, very, very likely. You will see, once Trump wins again, you will see many of these leftists commit suicide, because they just can't handle any more of their pain, their self-inflicted pain. And they thought maybe if they could get Joe Biden to be president, then they could have a purpose in inflicting pain upon others, ruining other people's lives for the next 4 years, maybe 8 years, who knows. But without Joe Biden in power, they won't be able to cause the destruction that they had hoped for, that they had prayed for, in a sense, in their, you know, to their dark satanic cult. So they will destroy themselves, which is ultimately what they want to do anyway. They hope to take as many other people with them as possible. So the answer to all of this is to recognize that when you're looking at a Democrat, when you're looking at a Biden supporter, you're looking at someone who is a suicide cultist who wants to die and who wants to inflict maximum pain upon others and who wants to take other lives with them. And the best thing is to just let them destroy themselves. It would be so much better for humanity if these lunatics would just commit suicide, destroy themselves, eliminate themselves from this world, and leave the rest of us here who honor God and life and peace and the rule of law and civility so that we could live in peace together under a system that works instead of being constantly demonized by these, you know, these Satan-worshipping demons is what they are, who just want to destroy everything in the world around them. So that's the truth about what you're seeing out there. And that's why it's important to vote for Trump so that we can take this election away from the satanic demon worshipers and pain inflictors who want to destroy everything that is good in the world. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.